Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the leading of the Lord, primarily, and in view of some recent attacks of the enemy against the body of Christ, which I've heard about, we are rerunning our older radio broadcast on the power and application of the blood of Jesus. My radio broadcast, our CDs, DVDs, and my book, The Blood and the Glory, were the result of the Lord speaking to me and giving me revelation on the power in His blood and how to walk in the protection of the blood of Jesus. Please listen.
In the tabernacle in the Old Testament, which is a picture, all of that's a picture of what's in heaven. God showed Moses what was in heaven. I don't know whether He took him up there or what He did, but He showed him everything, and Moses made it by pattern. And in the ark, with the ark of the presence, these were the things that were in there. There was the covenant. There were the two tables of stone, the Ten Commandments. And those were there. Over the Ten Commandments was the mercy seat. See, everybody's going to be judged out of the book. But over the judgment is the mercy. And you'll have a good fun time reading through the Old Testament and just hunt up mercy seat, and every time you'll find it's over, it'll say the mercy seat over the covenant. And on the mercy seat, over the mercy seat, that's where they sprinkle the blood. The blood was on the mercy seat, and over the mercy seat was the glory and the presence of God. Hallelujah. I love knowing these things, don't you? Now, verse 5, and over it the cherubim of glory, those two angels, shadowed the mercy seat. Verse 7, but into the second area, it was divided into certain areas, went the high priest alone once each year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. 10 days from tonight they'll have the Day of Atonement. 10 days from Rosh Hashanah is the Day of Atonement. And that was the one day of the year that the high priest went into behind the 4-inch curtain, back where the Shekinah glory is, once a year. I know if I'd lived then, I'd be dead because I would have tried to get there. But he didn't go without blood. He shed blood, and this had to be the blood of a big animal. Blood on his thumb, blood on his ear, sanctify his ear, sanctify what he did, sanctify where he went and the people. And then he went in once a year into that place for the sins of the people. And once a year and once only, he said the name of God. They never utter the name of God. His name, Yahweh, the best we can do is guess at it, that it's Yahweh. We really don't know how to pronounce it. English people have said Jehovah, but we don't know how it's pronounced because they forgot how they pronounced it. It's been a lot of years now since they went back there. And once a year, he would go back there where the Shekinah glory, as much glory as they could stand. That's all they could stand on the whole earth. And he'd go back there, name the name of God, and go there for the sins of the people. That's the way it used to be. But Jesus came. Hallelujah. Verse 11. But HaMashiach, being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Woo! Glory be to God. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of the Mashiach, who, back at its terminal, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Woo! Glory be to God. When I first got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I was a little Baptist girl. Mother, little Baptist mother, 28 years old. We had a Sunday school teacher. She was a good Sunday school teacher. And in the Baptist church, you kept by this yearly thing where you go through the Bible every 3 years. It's a national Sunday school thing. And we came to the book of Hebrews. And we opened it the first day, and we had our quarterlies there. And she said, the book of Hebrews is a mysterious book in the Bible that you cannot understand. And I thought, oh, God. Please let me understand the book of Hebrews. I just had a desire to understand that book. And it was only a few days until I was baptized with the Holy Ghost. And one of the first things I did was I heard that the Holy Ghost was the writer of the Bible and he would help you. And I went and I carefully opened to the book of Hebrews. And you know what? God helped me. He helped me to understand a lot of these marvelous, beautiful, wondrous things. Let's look now down at verse. We should read every verse. We don't have time. Verse 24. The Mashiach is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are figures of the truth, just copies of what's in heaven. But he entered into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. Hallelujah. He entered into the heavenly holy of holies, where he is with God the Father, appearing there for me. Bless the Lord. Now turn to chapter 10. Oh my, there's so much we could read, but we won't. Now chapter 10 and verse 19, and this is another blessed part of the blood. The blood protects you. The blood cleanses you. The blood redeems you. The blood sanctifies you. But glory be to God, the blood brings you near unto God and gives you access unto God himself. The blood of Jesus opens heaven for you. Hallelujah. Chapter 10, verse 19. And it tells us, have therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Do you know in the Old Testament, that high priest went in only once a year. He sowed pomegranates because they shake, make the noise of little rattlers, and bells around his bottom of his skirt. They put a rope on him. And if he went in there once a year and everything wasn't done just right, he died from the glory. He didn't die from sickness and disease. He died from glory. But nobody would dare go after them because they would die too. So they would pull him out then by the leg if he died in there. So Paul says, don't be afraid. Go right on up there. Go right on in. You're not going to die. The blood covers you. The blood washed away your sin and the blood covers you. The blood not only protects us from the enemy, the blood will protect you from the goodness of God. As long as you're in this body here, you need it. Hallelujah. Verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Faith enters here. It takes faith to enter into the presence of God. You believe that you enter there because the Word says you do, and you believe that the blood made a way for you. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Those Hebrews, this is written to the Hebrews. This is not written to the Greeks that came out from idol worship. They know that Moses sprinkled those people with that blood. And he says, you've been sprinkled. Bless the Lord. You can go right in there yourselves. Now, verse 29. This one I didn't even have down, but it seems like I can't skip it. It tells us that we're supposed to honor the blood. If you honor something, you give it a place. You don't ignore it and never sing about it and never preach about it, never think about it. But this is speaking of dishonoring the blood through willful sin. And it says in verse 29, verse 28, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despot unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongs to me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. to count the blood of the covenant, the blood of Jesus Christ, an unholy thing, to willfully sin against it after it has delivered you from sin, if you'll read the verses that come up in front of it. That is an affront to the blood that He came from heaven. He came down from glory. And He bled on that cross for you. It's to count that an unholy thing to willfully sin again. It's counted an unholy thing to dishonor it. When you say it's not holy, it's not separate. I don't pay attention to it. It's just something. When you don't give honor to the blood. Betty Oakes is here. She came up and prayed a moment ago. We were talking about sanctification today. We were talking about that blood takes and moves in you as you allow it to, and moves out those things. And it not only cleanses you from what you've been saved from, but it takes you into this area where you are indeed that holy temple that can be filled with the glory of God. And the old timers who honored the blood much, and Betty's mother was from that old timer group. She was about 43, something like that, when Betty was born. And Betty grew up in that church, hearing from all these people who sat under Smith Wigglesworth, Raymond T. Ritchie, all these marvelous. It was one of the best churches in the country. They called it Fifth in Peoria in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And her mother taught her about the blood. All the time her mother talked about the blood. She counted on the blood. She lived under the blood. She was cleansed with the blood. There was a holiness about her and about them, because they knew that when they were saved and born again, they just weren't saved from something. They were saved to something. Bless the Lord. And she brought up Betty in her life with an honor of the blood. We were talking about this morning at breakfast, and Betty and Bob are both here. And the first date they ever had, Betty, I don't want to get it wrong now. What did your mother say to you when you went out? They're on their first date. She lays hands on both of them and says, I plead the blood of Jesus over you, and you will not do anything that will bring dishonor to the precious blood of Jesus. It's a holy thing. Our salvation. We're the temple of the living God. You are bought with a price. You're not your own. Bob said, well, she must have thought I looked. Now, she did that to everybody, Betty said. And if they didn't want you, really, they didn't come back the next time. But you know, then she came to her husband as a pure wife. We've lost a lot of things in this free society, which is really bondage. And if you don't watch it, it gets over in the church. We're not free in the church. We don't even belong to ourselves. We're bought with a price. You're not your own. You don't need to fight for your rights. All the rights you have are in here. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you would like to purchase this teaching, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or log on at billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying shalom, and remember, in all you do in word or deed, do to the glory of God.